People forget, you know, Derek, when he was drafted, he backed up DeMarco Murray. So their careers have started different, and I know it's a new scheme for Naj. He's doing a good job, but I think Naj has probably had more volume of carries than Derek did at this point. Different players, but both those guys are really, really fun to coach. Like I said, I don't think anybody's in better shape than Naj is, and you can see that consistency, that those habits. Hopefully that continue, but a lot of that work is paying off right now.
Voice of Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith sort of comparing Najee Harris to Derrick Henry. I don't think that's super fair to Derrick Henry, who is as good as it gets. And Najee Harris is a very good player, and he's shown that over the course of the last three games. The crux of Joe Starkey's column, should the Steelers have given him the fifth-year option? Should the Steelers consider bringing Najee back on a longer-term deal after the season? And I can't get there. I don't think they made a mistake. It would have been $6.8 million for the fifth-year option, which is now, that's good market value for Najee Harris. There's no doubt about that. When guys like Chuba Hubbard are getting paid, I'd rather have Najee, I think, than that guy whenever you consider the price paid for each. You look at some of the running backs that got paid last offseason. I don't know. I'm just a big believer on your offensive line can help make the running back unless you've got a truly special one-of-one guy. Unless it's Saquon or a Derrick Henry or a Christian McCaffrey, guys like that, I'm not paying a running back. I think the offensive line is more important than the running back.
I think they did absolutely right in this situation. One, because you didn't know if Najee was going to fit in the Arthur Smith scheme. You thought that he could, but you had to see it. And two, you knew that this would motivate him, so you're getting the best version of Najee. You knew that this would be the driving fuel for him to have the year he's having. And you can revisit that at any time after the year if he does have a successful year for the rest of the year. But I think that he will. I think they did absolutely right. Why give him $6 million now? And, you know, then, you know, you don't know if he's going to fit, or you don't know if he was going to be this version of Najee. You knew that a guy like that, who takes things personal sometimes in the media, you definitely know he's going to take things personal whenever it comes to his money and comes, you know, in-house and saying that, you know, we don't believe you're worth this. He's going to take it personal. And they know that. They know him. That's why they draft. That's why they have the scouts. Like, they know what type of guy he is coming out. And that's why they drafted him where they drafted him. They knew that this would motivate him. And they did right, because it has.
Jaylen Warren had more yards per carry last year than Najee Harris, even behind what many would consider to be a below-average offensive line. When Cordarrelle Patterson played and was healthy against Indianapolis, I personally think that was the best running back has looked all season long in a Steelers uniform. To take nothing away from Najee, who has been very good and has had over 100 yards rushing in each of the last three games, Najee looks better than I thought he would this year. So I don't want to take that away from him. But I was also expecting him to have a nice year, because you've got an offensive play caller who understands the running game, and you have a more talented offensive line than you have had really at any point in Najee's career. So here's what I would do going forward. It's pretty simple. I would have Jaylen Warren and like a third or fourth round pick, probably a fourth round pick, something in that area, split carries next year. I'd try to bring Cordarrelle Patterson back. That would be my three-headed running back room, because you got to pay money to the quarterback. You're going to have to pay money to George Pickens. You're probably going to have to pay more money to TJ Watt. I'm just not spending it on RB.
Well, did you hear what Arthur Smith just said there on that clip? He said that, well, Najee has a lot more carries than Derrick Henry had, because Derrick Henry had to sit behind DeMarco Murray. So they're already thinking in the future, like, why would we sign him to a three-year deal where he already has this many carries? Like, he already has so many more carries than Derrick Henry does.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you kind of piece it together, yeah. It's like, you know, the guy's kind of taxed. You know, he's not fully taxed, but he was taxed, you know, early. And
he led the league in touches his first year.
His first year. Yeah. So it's like, do you really want to give a guy? Like, I mean, you would sit down and talk about it, but it would have to work out in your favor as the Steelers to give him something that wouldn't break your bank, I guess, because of how many touches and production he's had.
Yeah.
In his past.
I know what you're saying. I'm not interested in signing a running back after 4 years to three more years.
Right.
Because the guy you get at the beginning is probably not the guy you're going to get at the end. And though they're different players, Jaylen Warren and Derrick Henry are similar in this regard. Jaylen Warren hadn't got a lot of burn. There's still a lot of tread on those tires. And the tread's coming off the Najee Harris tires. And so I'm going to go with the younger back, and then I'm going to go find a guy. And behind an offensive line that I think is only going to get better under Arthur Smith, and as these young players grow, I would assume you're still going to get similar production for a lot less money.
Now, they can franchise him, right?
They could, but I don't think there's value there. If you're going to franchise him, I'll be pissed, because I would have rather picked up the fifth-year option before than franchise him, because the franchise tag would be more than the 6.8 on the...
It'll be around like 8, right?
I'd have to look, but that sounds right. That sounds right. Maybe a little bit more than
that.
I
have a feeling that they're going to re-sign him.
I don't think so. I think this is a front office, but I don't know. But I think this is a front office that values running back different than the last administration. I think if Kevin Colbert's the GM, the fifth-year option would have been picked up.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not saying Najee's not a good player. I would never draft running backs in the first round. And unless they are bona fide superstars, I'm not paying them. McCaffrey is a weapon as much as he's a running back. Derrick Henry is absurdly good. And at his size, he'll take the ball 3 or 4 times a year, 70 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Najee Harris has more 20-yard rushes than anybody in football going back to week 1 last year. And he did break a big one on a toss play earlier this season, which was, I think, 36, 38 yards. But he didn't go further than that. And that's not the be-all, end-all for running backs, but those are the guys I pay.
Right.
Saquon, same kind of thing.
Yes.
When you jump over a guy backwards, I might hand you a bag of money.
Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
These new age type backs. I will say this, Crowley.
Say it.
Before the season, in the summer, I did say that Najee would have around 1,400 yards.
You
rushing.
Sure did.
Uh-huh. Don't know where he's at. Where's he at right now?
Let's do a little bit
before the bye week, he was top 10 in the NFL in rushing yards. So I'd have to look. You've been right a lot. Yeah, franchise tag, like $12 million.
He has
a lot of money.
592 with, what, 9 games left?
Yeah. And I say this a lot. The offensive line got better each of the last 2 years after the bye. And I would imagine that that will continue. And they're a top 10 rushing team in the league already. So I do think Najee's going to get paid. He'll get paid. Running backs got paid more this offseason than we're used to seeing. And it's cyclical the way it works. He'll get paid. I don't think it's going to happen here. And I'm okay with that. In fact, I'm happy about that. Someone named Phil Bananas tweets, feels good to be back and hearing Doran and Crowley. I was in withdrawal during the Steelers bye week because the Odyssey app wouldn't work in Ireland. And they sent all these pictures from Ireland.
Are they going to be there whenever Pitt does travel to Ireland in 2 years to play Wisconsin? Because if they are, I would love for them to meet up.
Steelers could have a game in Ireland coming up soon, too.
I still think it's going to be that week. I think that it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Like, because the Steelers and Pitt clearly close, and the Steelers have been rumored to have a game in Ireland. Why not make it that weekend? You have Pitt on Saturday, and you have the Steelers on Sunday.
I need to see what the date of that is.
I think it's the first game of the year.
The Aer Lingus.
Or second.
College Football Classic. It will be played. I don't see a date on it.
No date?
No date.
So,
is it the first game of the season?
I don't know. I could be
wrong.
Yeah,
if it's the first game of the season, which it generally
then it
is,
then it wouldn't be Steelers.
It wouldn't be able to work.
But if there is no date, then they could work that out. I'm going to call that right now. That's going to be my big prediction.
That they pair it up?
Yep.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Right?
If the Steelers do wind up playing in Ireland, and I do think that they will, we're going. And I know you have to go for Pitt, which is nice. I'd like to go to that,
are
too.
Are you paying for it? Or
oh, Odyssey's going to pay for it. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
You're going to talk to him? You'll talk to the big heads?
No, you're the big head talker guy.
Big head talker? The big wigs, I should say. The big heads. I call them
the big heads.
Jeez.
Mulsey's running Odyssey now.
Right. Hot air balloon.
I mean, we'd be missing out on a massive opportunity to drink a lot of Guinness.
And if you're there, you know your way around there.
Oh, my
bit.
God.
That'd be perfect.
There's nothing that I would love more than to spend a week in Ireland leading up to a Steelers game, dude. Oh, my God.
That'd be great.
We could do our show from there, too.
For sure.
Time difference. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Yeah. We'd be having the time of our lives.
Be great.